Hello?
Hi, this is Nikki calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Ingrid?
Yes, who you are?
Hi, Ingrid. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm actually calling with regards to the Shenzhou Guan interview, and this call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is now still a good time?
Yes.
Amazing. So these calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Ingrid, I want to thank you and your dad for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see here that you already signed the terms and conditions. I'm sorry, and you're done setting up the secretive question with Mario. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying the business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Lazaro Rojas Construction.
Yes, Lazaro Rojas Construction, Inc. and Spectrum Roofing.
Oh, let me go ahead and change it here. So that's Lazaro Rojas Construction, Inc., and what is it again?
Spectrum Roofing.
And Spectrum Roofing, okay.
Yes.
And Spectrum Roofing. Let me go ahead and change it here. Mm-hmm. All right. And the address that I have on here is 111 Claret Court, Orlando, Florida, 32807.
Yes.
And is this a home address or an office location?
This is a home address, so it would not be public.
Gotcha. All right. Yep, I'm actually about to ask you if I'm going to show your address online, if I'm going to hide it. So don't worry, I'm going to hide it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me just have it here. Okay, let's hide it then. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay. And are you licensed, insured, and have a business registration?
Yes.
All right. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy.
It's the, you want the LLC registration, correct?
You are registered, but when you register your business in the state, does it require any license? Because some states do and some states don't.
Well, it's an LLC, so it requires you just registering it with the IRS.
Gotcha. So you're registered. I'll just note it here then, okay?
Okay.
But you are insured, correct?
Yes.
Amazing. All right. And later in the call, Ingrid, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, will we be reaching you through this phone number 407-453-0845 or through the 321-217? This one, the one that I'm calling.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just note that. Mm-hmm. So I will let my team know that if you have any concerns, we'll call you with this number. Okay. And I just want to make sure that I got here your correct email address, and that's going to be qflo98@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And that
email is for what? Again,
this is for Local Splash. So if we're gonna go ahead and send some updates, have any concerns, we are sending it through teofillow98@gmail.com.
Yes, that's fine.
Gotcha. Because we will be sending you emails, and you can check. This is where we will be sending updates. Okay.
Okay.
And do you already have a business website?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you provide me your domain name?
Yes, our domain name is Lazaro, L-A-Z-A-R-O, Rojas, R-O-J-A-S, Con, C-O-N and then STINC.com.
Let me just pull it up real quick. Let's see now. Ooh, okay. Nice. All right, so that leads me to my next question for you, Ingrid. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or would you like us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
We just want to, it's no, is it an extra, do you guys charge to designer or no?
Oh, there's no extra cost for this if you want to apply my site.
Okay, and what do you guys do for that? Do you guys keep the same domain?
Yep, so that's what I'm going to go ahead is, let me go ahead and check it first. Okay, so I will verify, do you already own the domain name?
Yes, we own it.
Okay, so this is under Wix.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you want us to go ahead and create a new layout for you, we call it my site for a design, then I will ask you to provide us your domain credentials so our website team can work on it. So I'll be sending you an email where you can go ahead and send us your username and password for your domain credentials so our team can check on that and we can go ahead and apply my site or a new design. Would you like it?
Will we still keep it on Wix?
Yeah, it's still under Wix, but we'll be applying the My Site. You already own the domain. We'll just have to create a new layout or a new website for you. The thing is, if ever you will cancel your services with us, it will revert back to the original website that you have.
Okay. No, I'm not interested. Thank you.
All right. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and promote it as is right now.
Yes, promote it as is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, since we'll be promoting your website as is, let me just have it here. Okay. And let's set up your call tracking, Ingrid. So this is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just verify. When you set up your call tracking number, are we going to set it up to the number that ends with 4211 or through this phone number that I'm calling right now?
Through this phone number.
To this phone number, the one that ends with 0845.
It can be either or.
Okay. So what we have here in file is going to be the ending in 4211. So I will set up your call tracking number for this. Is that okay?
Okay, and that's for client, correct?
So we are setting you up a call tracking number where your clients will be calling you. We will be promoting your business or through the marketing campaign with this call tracking number, but all the calls will still go directly to the number ends with 4211.
Okay, so when clients call, it's going to be directed to that.
Yeah, but they will be calling this call tracking number, so it will help you track the leads on your dashboard or through local Splash app, which is going to be very convenient, and this is endorsed by Google itself. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you the number that our team set up for you. Let me know if you're okay with this phone number so I can go ahead and finalize it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the number that they got for you, that is 321-526-0077. Are you okay with this?
Yes.
Okay, anyways, after we end this call, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine, okay?
Okay. Can we actually have the calls be sent to me?
Okay. Yep. I'll go ahead and set it up with the number that ends with 0845 then.
Yes.
Okay.
And then to make the local Splash app, are you guys going to send us an email for that?
Good question. So for your local Splash app, I can send you an email right now, so you can go ahead and... Okay, so I'll be sending an email that says local Splash app. Okay. Local Splash app intro. So you just have to log in using your primary phone number, and it will send you a one-time passcode. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just send it to you. Okay, so you should receive it in a moment. And since we will be promoting your website as is, to maximize your return on investment, you need to update your website to display your new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync. Okay?
Okay, so I need to change the phone number on the website?
Yep, this is highly recommended for your, yep. So anyways, I'm going to send you the number so that you will have it on email, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I'll add it as the office phone number because it will be directed to the office phone number.
Gotcha. All right. And also, Ingrid, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear ringing your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Lazaro Rojas Construction, Inc. and Spectrum Roofing. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer and press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use a sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, thank you.
All right. No worries about that. And if you want to add it soon, you can always add it anytime. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And are you familiar with Google Workspace?
Yes.
Sounds great. So, yep, Google Workspace allows you to run your professional email calendar and documents in your own domain. So you already have a domain name. That's Lazaro Construction, Lazaro Rojas Construction. Inc.com. So I see that you're not yet using Google Workspace. If you would be interested one day in Grid, we do have it here in Local Splash, and we offer it with $19 per month per user. So you can have an email that says Ingrid at Lazaro Rojas Inc.com. Okay, or whatever works best.
Love it now.
Yep, you can always add it anytime also, okay, if you would be interested. All right.
Okay.
So now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide remodeling services.
No.
Okay. So what's your main service?
Our main service is residential roofing.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and change it here. So it's not remodeling, but roofing services.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for the correction. Okay. All right. Since you do roofing services, what's the number one service you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
We would like more residential roofing, new roof installations, roof repairs. Roof replacements.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so since you mentioned that you do roofing services, I've pulled up some top performing industry keywords for you under roofing services, Ingrid. Let me know if you want to change or add any other keywords, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay?
Okay.
So, but let me ask you, do you want it to be found first with a keyword roofing contractor or roofing services?
I would say roofing contractor.
Gotcha. Okay, that's a very good choice. That is actually the top performing industry keywords that we have. Okay, under roofing services. So I'm going to read to you the keywords. Let me know if there's anything you want me to take out from the list, okay? But okay. After roofing contractor, I'm going to add the main service that you mentioned, the residential roofing, new roofs installation, roof repairs, and roof replacements, okay?
Okay.
And followed by the following keywords here. Okay, so roof repair, we have already added one. The roof replacement. Actually, the keywords that you have mentioned are the top performing industry keywords. All right. And we also have the roof installation, asphalt shingle roofing, asphalt shingle roof installation, metal roof installation, flat roof contractor, flat roof repair, commercial roof services. You also do commercial or no?
Yes.
Okay, sounds great. Residential roof insulation, roof leak repair, storm damage roof repair, roof inspection services, new roof insulation, we already have this, roof maintenance services, high roof insulation, emergency roof repair, and roof replacement contractor. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other keywords or services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
We do free roof inspections. We do emergency roofing repairs. If there's a storm, you know, we can be called out for emergency repairs.
Gotcha. We already have it here, emergency roof repairs.
Oh, okay. We do preventative maintenance.
I'm sorry, what is it again?
Preventative maintenance
okay.
for roofing.
Preventative maintenance for roofing.
Yeah.
So we'll have it here, preventative roofing maintenance, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any other keywords?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, anyways, Ingrid, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, just reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just have it here. Mm-hmm. All right, and let me see. So now just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
I would say the free roof inspections.
Okay.
No contract for free roof inspections. Will come inspect it with for free.
Mhm. Oh, so you do offer free estimates?
Yes, free estimates.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Can we add? Let me see. Is this a family-owned business?
Yes, it's a family-owned business.
Mhm. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes, locally owned and operated.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have anything more to add that sets you apart from your competitors or make your business more unique?
I would say I don't know anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's okay. Actually, this the description that you have provided that is already a very good description that we can start with, and this is very helpful for the business in your area. Just most of the clients really wanted to have a family-owned business or locally owned and operated. Okay, and also, are you bilingual?
Yes.
Okay, that's Spanish and English, right?
Yes.
All right, that's very helpful also. Okay. And do you have a mission statement?
On the website, yes.
All right. Let me just go ahead and check it here so I can verify.
We also have a description on our Google profile.
On your Google business profile.
Yes, we have a description.
Let me pull it up real quick. Okay, I see it here. So it says the Lazaro Rojas Construction Inc. offers exceptional quality in every project from home. So I'm going to use this for your mission statement.
Okay.
All right. And do you have a tagline? Let me go ahead and check your website real quick. Mm-hmm. So it says here, Expert Roofing Solutions. Are we going to use it for your tagline?
Yes.
All right. And how many years have you been in business?
For over 20 years. So I would say 23, 25 years.
Oh, wow. Did you start this around 2002? Is that 2002?
Oh, well, this business, we're co-business with Spectrum Roofing. So we've been working with Spectrum Roofing for over 23 years. But the LLC has been in business since 2018.
2018, all right, I'll note it here. That's 2018, but you have more than 20 years of experience, right? Or do you have more than that?
Yes. Yes.
Amazing. I'm going to note it that way. So the business started 2018, but you have more than 20 years of experience. Oh,
yes. However, I have a Spectrum mm-hmm. Roofing. That business has been since the 2000s, been open since 2000s.
Okay. But I think we can also add it here, Ingrid, that your years of experience sets you apart from your competitors.
Yes.
Okay. I'll add it here. The 20-plus years of experience is, you know, that is something that we can talk about your business. All right. And because you do have this 20 years of experience, I'm sure that you do provide quality service.
Yes.
All right. And how many people work in your company?
I would say less than, just depending, because we have like a 24-hour, not 24-hour, we have three admin, and then we have groups, depending on what is the needs of roofing at that time.
Gotcha. Actually, it doesn't have to be full-time employees, but just an approximate count of persons actively participating in the operation of your company on a regular basis.
On a regular basis, it will be under 20.
20. Okay, so I can put a kid 20. Wow, that's a good number. Let's have it here. And you work with residential and commercial, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I just wanted to confirm that I got your correct hours of operation. It says here in grid from Monday through Saturdays, you do 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you closed on Sundays?
Yes.
Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
We accept all. We accept bank drafts, so like transfer bank transfers.
Mm-hmm.
We accept cash, checks.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that's traditionally what we accept.
Okay. So you do accept money transfers and cash and checks, correct?
Yes, money transfers, bank transfers, mm-hmm. Checks, and cash.
Okay, you don't do any Zelle, Venmo?
Yes, Venmo, Zelle, all of that, yes.
Okay, Zelle, Venmo, do you also do PayPal and Apple Pay?
No PayPal and no Apple Pay currently.
Okay. How about cards? You don't do any checks and, you don't do any credit cards and debit cards?
It just depends on the sale.
Okay. So would you like me to add your cards or no? Are you comfortable for that? Okay.
Yes.
So I'll add it here, cards. All right. Sounds good. So now that we have your business information, Ingrid, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. and this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories, but I don't recommend you these options because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
This can be changed at any time, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
I would say the first option, and then if we see that we're not going anywhere, then we'll go to the next option.
Gotcha. All right. Anyways, the best option is the first one. So let's work with that for now. All righty. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So you have to see here that your business is located in Orlando, Florida, correct? So,
yes.
Which service areas or specific cities and zip codes would you like to dominate? Also, I would like to give my suggestion, Ingrid.
Yes.
I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Yes, so we actually work from 60-mile radius from Orlando, Florida. So anywhere within a 60-mile radius.
60-mile radius?
Yes.
Okay. And actually for now, since we want to make sure that your Google Business Profile will really be optimized and have that good ranking, we highly suggest that you provide us specific cities or zip codes or even counties. Do you think we could work on that?
Yes.
Okay. Can you provide me specific cities, zip codes, or counties?
Lake Mary, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see where else. Maitland, Florida.
Mm-hmm. That's again. I'm sorry. What is it again?
Maitland, Florida.
Not
yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I would say, well, Longwood, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotta, Florida.
Charlotta.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many, Orlando, Florida?
Orlando, we have here 1, 2, 3, 4. You can add one more.
Okay, I would say, let's put Sanford.
Sanford, okay. All right, thank you so much for this. And now let's talk about the Google Business Profile. So I see that you have your existing Google Business Profile, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure about your Google Business Profile. Does your insurance or business registration have the same name as I see on your Google Business Profile? If you will need the names to match in case you need to do a verification with Google.
I believe so. I already got it verified.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. Just in case that we'll be working with it. I do understand it's already been verified, but just in case Google might mess up or we need to do verification, then the names need to match. So I will note it here then that this is already matched. And do you have access to your Google Business Profile?
Yes.
All right, sounds great. Can you grant us admin access? Can you add us as manager so we can optimize your Google Business Profile?
People access.
Yep.
Okay, I can add you guys as manager. Yes.
All right. So I think you already know, or would you like me to walk you through?
I'm already here. I just need the name and email group.
Amazing. Okay, so I'm going to read you the local splash listing number. Just let me know if you're already on the page.
I'm on the page already.
Okay. So let me have it here. So type in 552-554-6200.
Okay.
All right. And you should see local / listing number popping up, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Did you receive a pending notification?
Yes, it's pending.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for that. Let me just go ahead and check it here on my end just to make sure. All right. I already have it here, and I will let our Google team know so that they can work and optimize your Google business profile, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And also, one great feature that we offer, Ingrid, is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
So you guys will post something on Google?
Yep. So we do weekly posts on Google. This is actually very helpful for the optimization. Anyways, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard.
Okay, that's fine. Yes.
All right. Yep, I actually highly recommend this. I want you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is very helpful for your Google business profile. All right, so let's work on that. Okay. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
We have a Yelp page? Yes.
Okay. So if you do have a Yelp page, we advise you keep managing your current reviews and content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
And is that free of charge?
No, there's no extra cost for that.
Okay, how much is the extra cost for that?
Although there's no extra cost if you want us to optimize your Yelp page.
Oh, okay. So it's free of cost.
Yes, it's free. So I can go ahead and send you an email if you would like us to optimize it. I'll be sending you an email so you can add this as an admin to your page, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
Yes.
Great. And do you have access to your Facebook business page?
Not yet.
Okay. Oh, you don't have any access yet?
Oh no, I have access to my business,
okay.
Yes.
And can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll be sending you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. It typically takes 1 to 2 minutes, so once added, Ingrid, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. So I do see it here, Ingrid, that you also have Facebook ads in your subscription, correct?
Yes.
You actually have a very good package. And since you do have a Facebook ads, I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running, okay? So I'm sending it to you right now. And
Are you sending me the Yelp one too?
Yes, also sending it to you, and you should receive it in a moment.
Okay.
Yep. Did you already receive the email about the Local Splash app?
So I received the email for the calling tracking phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I received the email for the Local Splash app intro, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And that's it.
And in regards to the Facebook and the Yelp, it should come through in a moment.
Okay.
All righty. And let me just have it here. Okay. So I'm sending you a special link for that, Ingrid. So on that link, it will actually ask you to log in with a personal Facebook that you use in creating your Facebook business page, okay? So don't worry.
Okay.
We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with a Facebook business page, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I really do hope that you'll be able to add as soon as possible to your Facebook business page so we can work on your Facebook ads on a correct timeline. All right.
I'll be able to do that later today around 2 o'clock.
All right. That's okay. And I'm already sending you the email. And let's talk about your Facebook ads, as I see that you have Facebook ads included in your strategy. Would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this?
Would you guys be able to use some images that we have on our Facebook?
Okay. So the thing is, we really wanted to work with high quality photos in which, so grabbing photos from Facebook or from websites might ruin the quality. So if you can send it to us or upload it to your dashboard, then that would be very helpful. Will you be
okay,
able to
that
do
works.
That?
I'll be able to upload them to the dashboard.
Gotcha. All right. Sounds good. So I'll note it here that you have photos that you will be sending, right?
Yes.
Okay. But would you like our creative team handle your Facebook ads?
Yes.
Okay. And for your Facebook ads, there are three lead response methods. We have this form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So we actually recommend using form fill, Ingrid, because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. So with form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. And we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the leads tab. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
So form fills will send like they will fill out a form and then it'll be sent to our email.
Yep, you will receive an email and SMS in real time.
Okay, and then what email would they be using?
Okay, so that would be my next question. If you'll be sending it through the email that we have on file, or do you have office email? We will be sending it to
you.
Yes. So
we have a form that clients fill out on our website that is sent directly to us.
Okay. What email will that be then?
Well, they said it's sent directly to the Wix account, and then I see the forms there.
So the Wix account. So
yes.
Can you provide me the email for that?
Yeah. So the email is Lázaro Rojas. MANGEMENT@gmail.com.
Oh, at Lázaro Rojas Management at gmail.com?
Yes, but MANGEMENT. No A between this because it doesn't let me.
Oh, okay. That's Lázaro Management. That's MANGEMENT.
Yes.
All right, at gmail.com. So yeah. I will let our team know that all the when we set up the Facebook ads, all the mails will go to the Lázaro Rojas Management at gmail.com.
Yes, for the forms, for clients to reach out to us.
Okay, for clients to reach out. All right, thank you so much for this. Okay. All right, thank you. And we will be working with a form fill, correct?
Yes. And then we can change the phone number anytime, correct?
Yep, but the phone number that we will be working for you is going to be your call tracking.
Yes, so we'll be able to change the number that's connected to it, correct?
Yep, yes.
Okay.
All right. And I just see it here, Ingrid, that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when your prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks, and investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add it anytime, okay?
Okay, I thought Google Ads and Facebook Ads were combined together.
Oh, actually, these were different campaigns.
Okay, yeah, because the guy, when he explained it to us, Mario, he explained that they were together.
Actually, as I see it here, you have search engine optimization for your Google Business Profile. That is the one that is included in the package together with your Facebook Ads. So
okay.
Google Ads, is actually a different campaign, and if you would be interested, this is a very good product also. You can always give a call back anytime.
Okay,
yes, that's okay. But all right, so let me go ahead and see. Okay, and our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
I would say 12 to 2 o'clock works best.
Okay, 12 to 2 p.m., your time works best.
Yes. I will be able to answer phone calls better with instead for 40 minutes.
All right. Let me just note it here. So, but if you do have some urgent concerns, can we try to call you from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific? But anyways, I'll note it here that this 12 to 2 p.m. your time is the best time to reach you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just note it that way. And do you have a logo that showcases your brand?
Excuse me?
Do you have a logo?
Yes.
Okay, sounds great. So if you do have the logo, please upload it in your dashboard so we can go ahead and use it for the marketing campaign, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so now you will see several important emails from us soon, Ingrid. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have project photos, videos, or logos, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes, if needed.
Okay. Yes, if needed. Anyways, those are only going to be placeholders in case the photos that you'll be sending are of not good quality. But anyways, you can always change it anytime, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and complaint progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates. This new growth is monitored daily, and you will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And of course, Ingrid, you want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just go ahead and check my calendar real quick. It's going to be the same day, Monday. Are you okay with 9, 10? All right. Are you okay with the 23rd of March, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
Let me see. 23rd of March. I'm checking the calendar right now. Yes, 23rd of March works.
All right. Same time? Or do you have any other time?
Same time works.
All right. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we go call, okay?
Okay.
All right. And as I had mentioned earlier, Ingrid, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Yes, okay.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No, no questions.
Okay, and also Ingrid, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back as we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else I can assist you?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Very much welcome, Ingrid. But before I let you go, just wanted to verify, is the and of your business name, is it a symbol or an A-N-D spelled out?
For what you said? My apologies.
Okay, for your business name, Lazaro Rojas Construction, Inc. and Spectrum, is the letter and on it a symbol or the spelled out A-N-D?
A-N-D. Oh, and? Oh, it's a symbol. It's the just a symbol.
Just a symbol. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and change it here. Thank you so much for verifying. Is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, that was it.
All right. Thank you, Ingrid. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care always, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.